Welcome to JC English, where we teach you useful English terms and expressions in just a few minutes. I'm your host, Jerry.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Cecilia， 欢迎大家回到 JC 英语从洛杉矶发来的 podcast.
Chances are, you probably know someone who seems to effortlessly attract people.
确实，我们周围有些人真的是人缘超好，人见人爱的那种。
Yeah, this can be for a variety of reasons.
有的人呢是性格好，有的人呢是长得好，有的人是脾气好，总之都有特别好的一点。
Maybe they're very attractive, or perhaps they have a pleasant personality. But whatever the reason, they just seem to draw people's attention, interest, and affection.
无论是有 pleasant personality, 好性格，还是长相吸引人 attractive, 这些人的共同点呢就是 draw people's attention, interest, and affection, 就是引人注目，招人喜欢。那我们今天就来聊聊招人爱这个话题。我们节目的文字版本呢可以在微信公众号 JC英语的推送中找到，建议大家可以关注一下。
So today we're going to go over some terms and expressions that are used to describe these irresistible people. Because who knows, maybe you're kind of irresistible yourself.
Irresistible, 哈，这个词用的挺好的，就是没有什么抵抗力，哈，不可抗拒的，翻成大白话就是特别讨人喜欢。
Irresistible quite simply means someone or something that you cannot resist or turn away.
Irresistible 就是可以用来形容人哈，也可以用来形容物品。
For instance, after dinner, I often find myself craving something sweet for dessert. So I have a hard time preventing myself from reaching for ice cream or some cake. Therefore, I often find desserts to be irresistible.
那你觉得这个甜品是不可抗拒的哈？那还有一些人呢，对烟酒没有抵抗力，当然这是不好的习惯了。
And people can be irresistible as well.
有些人特别有魅力哈，他们走在街上，这个回头率超高的。
This is a very basic form of attraction because our brains and biology determine what kinds of physical traits we find attractive in others.
那我们来看看英语里有哪些词汇形容一个人超级有吸引力。
For example,We often use the word stunning as an adjective for an incredibly beautiful woman.
Stunning 这个词呢，它的意思是令人惊叹的哈。如果用这个词来形容一个人，那是很高的一种赞誉了。我就听这个老外称赞已故王妃戴安娜时，说她非常的 stunning.
It's also possible for someone to look striking or have striking features.
Striking 哈，也是形容人很非常引人注目。
This can be applied to both sexes and can include people who are not necessarily beautiful in the traditional.
Striking 呢是说一个人很有特点啊，或者是说这个人很有气质。
Right, for example, many actors and actresses have a unique look, even as they age.So Al Pacino, who played the Godfather in his younger days, comes to mind.
一提到 Al Pacino 这个名字，这个脑海里就出现教父里那个矮小、冷静又机智的形象，确实很 striking 哈。并不是说这个人很漂亮，而是说他超级有气质。
Yeah, and there are many other descriptive words for beauty and physical attractiveness, like gorgeous, alluring, and arresting.
Gorgeous, 说这个人很华丽哈。Alluring, 很诱人的、吸引人的。Arresting, 是引人注目的哈。这些词我觉得特别适合来形容女性。那如果我们说一个男人特别招人爱，尤其是招女人喜欢，这个在英语里怎么说呀？
You can describe an attractive man as a ladies' man or lady killer.
A ladies' man, lady killer, 淑女杀手，大众情人。我觉得这个英文非常的贴切哈。
For younger men, we sometimes call them boy toys.
Boy toys, 啊，这个有点小白脸的意思哈。我还查到一个短语叫 Mac Daddy.
Mac Daddy is another term that's similar to ladies' man. It means they easily attract and can pick up a lot of women.
这种男人要小心哈。
Pick up in this context means getting someone's phone number or even getting them to come home with you.
那么如果说一个女人特别招人爱，有吸引力，怎么说呢？
Well, as for those women who men find alluring and irresistible, they can be described as sexy and a vamp, which is short for vampire.
Vampire 就是吸血鬼的那个 vampire 是吗？
That's right. So aside from being scary, vampires were actually thought of as kind of seductive and sexy, which was how they lured you into letting them suck your blood.
所以 vamp 这个词也形容一个女人超级有魅力，有吸引力哈。
That's correct.
那我还听过一个词哈，叫 heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker applies to both men and women, and also means they are very attractive, and often leave people heartbroken when they leave them.
所以 heartbreaker 是男女都可以用来形容。
Yes.
那总之不论男人女人呢很受欢迎，都可以说他们很 popular.
But there is also an old saying, beauty is only skin deep, which means that we often find people attractive for reasons that go beyond simply their looks.
Beauty is only skin deep. 让我想起那句话，好看的皮囊呢千篇一律，有趣的灵魂万里挑一啊。其实一个人最主要的在于魅力 charisma。
That's right, people with a lot of charisma are usually good talkers who make people feel at ease.
嗯，是这样的，有的人无论说什么都让人喜欢哈。
Another way to describe someone with a lot of charisma is saying that they have a magnetic personality.
这个词有意思啊， magnetic personality 很有磁性的人格，换句话说就是很吸引人。
That's right. Just as a magnet can attract metals, people with magnetic personalities seem to attract a lot of attention and interest.
嗯，这种人呢，一般都是 smooth talker 哈，很会说。
A smooth talker is someone who just knows the right things to say to make people feel good about themselves, and thus like the person doing the talking.
这真的是一种能力哈。我们其实有很多时候容易说错话。我记得我小的时候，家里老人就经常跟我说，言多语失。所以如果做到说得多还说不错，那真的是一种本事了。
That's right.
好，那今天我们的节目就到这里了。我们聊了聊招人爱这个话题。做完这期节目呢，我意识到招人爱是一件很不容易的事情哈。不知道大家怎么看？那我们节目的这个文字版本可以在微信公众号 JC 英语的推送里找到，大家可以参考一下。我们其实每天都有轻松愉快的双语节目推出，只要在我们的微信公众号 JC 英语升级会员呢，就可以每周六天收听到地道实用的英语节目，每天不到一元钱。那么坚持一段时间呢，你就会发现自己的英语有显著的提高。谢谢您收听这一期的节目， See you next time.
Bye bye.